Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to this March the 13th edition of Team Liberty Radio. I am your host, Shane LaCroix. In the next 30 minutes, we are going to be looking at a host of issues, with our main one being Obama saying that he hasn't contributed to the divide in America. Before we get into that, I'd like to go ahead and start out by saying, and it's kind of ironic, during last week's show, I mentioned that we do not endorse any political candidate on the show. I was listening to one of my friends' podcasts on here during last week, and knowing this friend, he does not endorse this candidate, and at the beginning of his show, he had a ad as Blog Talk Radio puts ads at the beginning of the show, which I have no problem with them putting ads. But at the beginning of his show, it had a Bernie Sanders ad. And when thinking about this, Fred, I just imagined the look on his face when he went back and he listened on podcast to see what he needs to work on, as I do. But with that said, this special announcement, no matter what the ad is at the beginning of my podcast, if it is a political candidate endorsement or a political candidate, I do not endorse that candidate with this program. As I said before, I do not endorse any candidate on the show. I look at every candidate on the show objectively, and I do not endorse any of them on my show. With that said, we're going to go ahead and look back at this past Tuesday's results, Thursday's, and some on Saturday before we get into the next primaries and caucus coming up this coming Tuesday, the 15th, which my state is holding their primary. And we're starting with the primaries that happened. We'll start with last Sunday. And when we was on the show, we'd already been nominated that Rubio had touched Puerto Rico, and Bernie Sanders ended up taking Maine on last Sunday, March the 6th. Then we go to, as they call Little Super Tuesday or Super Tuesday 2, we had the Hawaii Republican results with Trump taking Hawaii, Michigan, and Mississippi, and Ted Cruz taking Idaho. In Hawaii, Trump took 11 delegates, Cruz took 7, Rubio took 1. In Idaho, Cruz, which he won, took 20, Trump took 12. In Michigan, Trump took 25, Cruz took 17, Rubio 0, Kasich 17. Mississippi, Trump took 24, Cruz Trump 13, with Kasich and Rubio getting 0. Also in Michigan and Mississippi, on the Democratic side, they had results. Bernie Sanders, with a surprise, took Michigan and 67 delegates to Hillary 60. This one was not called until the next day. It was that close. And in Mississippi, Clinton destroyed Bernie Sanders, taking 30 of the 34 possible delegates. Then on the 10th, we had the Virgin Islands, which nothing has been announced for them as of yet. This past Saturday, yesterday, we had the District of Columbia Republican results. and it came out with 10 for Cruz and 9 for Kasich. Out of 19 delegates, none of them went to Trump or Cruz, which is hard to fathom right there. But whatever. We also had the Guam. No results have been published as yet. Northern Mariana Islands. I was on the Democratic side, and there were 6 delegates up to for grabs, with Clinton taking 4, Bernie taking 2. And then yesterday, also, we had the Republican Wyoming results. And nothing is official on these as of yet. But as of right now, Cruz has won the 9 delegates with Trump and Rubio taking 1 apiece. As of right now, that leaves you delegates standing on the Republican side, Trump with 460, Cruz with 370, Rubio with 163, and Kasich with 63 results. On the Democratic side, you have a total delegates, and this is including superdelegates. If it wasn't for Hillary's 465 superdelegates, it would be an extremely close race. But as of right now, including superdelegates, Hillary holds a commanding lead over Bernie Sanders, 1,231 to Bernie's 576. And we're looking at this coming, what we do have coming up on the 15th, we have very important primaries coming up on the Republican side. On the Republican side. And on the Democratic side, we do have the primaries, but it's already a dead giveaway who's going to take the Democratic side. Hillary Clinton is. But I'll go ahead and cover on the Democratic side. You have Florida, Illinois, Missouri, North Carolina, and Ohio. On the Democratic side, Florida has 246 delegates. Illinois has 182, Missouri 84, North Carolina 121, Ohio 159. Now, this is where it's going to get interesting on the Republican side. Florida, Illinois, North Mariana Islands Republic Caucus, Ohio are all winner-take-all states. In Florida, there is 99 delegates up to vote. Illinois is 69. Ohio is 66. Whoever takes all these is going to have inside track to the RNC nomination. If there is not any dirty shenanigans and Trump takes all these, he's all but secured the Republican nomination. But I do see some shenanigans, especially after this past weekend. Everybody's seen what has gone on up in Chicago. I'm not going to go out on limb because I don't have any proof of this, but from other various media outlets reporting reputable that there has been some shenanigans pushing the violence up there at the Trump rally. I can't confirm or deny that, as I do not have any sources in that area. But if they are pulling the dirty trick, and it would not surprise me, that just shows that they are scared of the, for lack of better terms, the awakening of people to the establishment dirty tricks. But going on, Missouri is not a winner-take-all state, neither is my home state of North Carolina. These votes are going to be distributed a percentage of who gets the most votes then down the line. But, like I said, Florida, Illinois, North Marion Islands, and Ohio are winner-take-all states. Florida has 99, Illinois 69, North Marion Islands 9, and Ohio 66. So whoever takes these is going to have 183 delegates to their total, whoever wins these states. That's going to put them almost half to, we're going to put, especially Trump, if he wins them all, they're going to put him over halfway to the delegates. If Cruz wins it, it's going to put him in the driver's seat. So this March the 15th, Tuesday, is the most important to the presidential candidates of any primaries coming up. Folks, if you are registered to vote, get out there and vote for whoever your favorite candidate that you like is. But I would urge everybody to be in prayer before they go vote up until Tuesday, and let your heart be led by God on who to vote for. With that said, we're going to take a, well, I'm going to touch on the debate this past Wednesday for the Democrat and this past Thursday for the Republicans. Democrat was another famous mudslinging event that I only watched maybe 15 minutes of it because I got so bored watching it. But on Thursday, the Republican debate, I will have to say that is one of the best debates of this whole entire election. Yes, they did get into it some on there, but there was not the double team attacks like they usually been. This was a good debate that dealt with issues. And you learned a lot about the candidates from that debate. But we're going to take a quick break, and I'd love to have you call in. Our call-in number is 845-277-9109. Or hit us up on the chat boards. We talk about our main subject for today, that being Obama says he hasn't contributed to dividing America. We'll be right back after this quick break. Welcome back, folks. And again, our call-in number is area code 845-277-9109. Or you can hit us up on the chat board for any comments, questions, concerns that you have on our topic of Obama says he hasn't contributed to dividing America. Where this comes from is back on this past Thursday, March the 10th, in a joint news conference at the White House, with the new Canadian Prime Minister, Justin Trudeau, Obama has come out and said that he has certainly not contributed to dividing the country. During his speech, Obama came out and said, I have said at the State of the Union that one of my regrets is the degree to which polarization and the nasty tone of our republic has accelerated, rather than waned, over the course of my last 7.5 years. Well, to you, Obama, I have to say that you have caused a lot of this with your enacting of executive orders that is unconstitutional, with the pushing of the Black Lives Matter movement, with bringing in unvetted Muslims, that 90% of them are men that are from the ages of fighting from 18 to 29. that are for that has been proven to be former Wahhabists that was used to help unstabilize Syria and the Middle East, and now you're bringing them over here to help destabilize this Christian nation and turn it into a Muslim nation? I don't think so, Obama. You are guilty of helping contribute to the racial and political divide in this nation. Instead of being a president of bringing the nation together like a president should, which we have not had that in a while, a long, long time, you have pushed your agenda of dividing America, trying to get races fighting against each other, from whites against blacks to white against Hispanics, to blacks against Hispanics, Christians against non-Christians, especially the Christians versus Muslims, that you have tried to push down people's throats. But then again, you want to blame, in your speech, you said you want to blame the Republicans. You want to blame social media, news media outlets. Where I'm getting that from, folks, wrong with his speech, he came out and said, I do all kinds of soul-searching terms of, and there are things that I can do better to make sure that we are unifying the country. But I also have to say that objectively it's fair to say that the Republican political elite and many of the information outlets, social media and news stations, talk radio, television stations have been feeding the Republican base for the last 7 years a notion that everything I do is to be opposed, that cooperation or compromise somehow is a betrayal, a maximalist, absolutist position on issues that are politically advantages, that are is a them out there and us and them tactic, that are folks who are causing whatever the problems you are experiencing and the tone of politics, which I have certainly not contributed to. You just have to look at your agenda that you are pushing, Obama. You and your anti-Americanism rhetoric, your globalist elite rhetoric, along with you, Hillary, Bernie Sanders, George Herbert Walker Bush, George Walker Bush, trying to destroy this great nation. And anybody who believes in the Constitution, you want to call us the un-American ones? I don't think so. You and your gun-grabbing buddies can go back to where you come from. If you don't like what I say, I'm sorry. I agree with your opinion to say, but you also need to listen to mine. I am getting sick and tired of these globalist puppet heads trying to tell us how to live. When we was founded over 250 years ago as a godly nation, a nation that was founded on the beliefs of God, on man, rights are granted by God, how can you turn your back on that? But you got these people who are ruled by the devil, Satan, that think mankind should bow down to them and suffer them and suffer from them? I don't think so, folks. I don't think so one bit. But I like the article that Sheriff Clark said. It was on the CNS News. And who don't know who David Clark is? He is the Milwaukee County Sheriff And before anybody comes out and says it's about racism, David Clark is a black man who is totally against Obama. And he made these comments at the Conservative Action Conference, CPAC, up in Maryland this past Tuesday before Obama come out with his little speech with Justin Trudeau, Canadian Prime Minister, on Thursday. Sheriff Clark said, "Obama's reign of terror has divided the American people." Milwaukee County Sheriff David A. Clark Jr. said he believes President Barack Obama has damaged race relations in the United States and that he looks forward to when we can finally turn the page on the Obama reign of terror and heal some of the division that Obama has created during his presidency. It has been a very destructive period of time for the country as a whole, and I will be glad when we can finally turn the page on Obama's reign of terror, as I call it, and we can go back to start healing some of this divide between the classes, between the races, between the sexes, and some of these demographics," Clark told CNS News Thursday morning at the CPAC conference in National Harbor, Maryland. CNS News also asked Clark about the notion that as the first African-American president, Obama would improve race relations in the United States, whether that had happened and what the next president could do to bring Americans together. And this is what Clark said, folks. "He never had the intention to bring people together. He had the opportunity to do that. But, folks, he never did. He just divided America even further." And we cannot allow him to get away with this. Obama needs to be indicted on treason. Hillary Clinton needs to be indicted. Harry Reid, Nancy Pelosi, the senator out of Kentucky, which I'm losing his name right now, Mitch McConnell, all these it's on a string controlled by the global elitists, needs to be brought up on treason charges with this next president that we get. But if it's Hillary, you know, that's not going to happen. But to continue on, Clark said that, "I think a lot of people, including me, were hopeful that we would take the gains that we have made because race relations will never be perfect, all right?" Clark then says, "But we've made great strides in bringing that divide and bridging that gap." And he came along, deconstructed the bridge that existed there because that's part of his shtick, all right, to strike up animosity, you know. He's the one that was behind the war on women, pitting men against women, the rich against the poor, you know, the 1%. And now the race relations. Clark goes on to say, "That's how he has attained political power. That's the only thing that he knows how to do," said the sheriff. "It got him to where he's at today, and that's why he continues it. It's been a very destructive period of time for the country as a whole, and I'll be glad when we can finally turn the page on Obama's reign of terror, as I call it," Sheriff Clark reiterated. "And we can go back to start healing some of these divide between the classes, between the races, between the sexes, and some of these other demographics." Sheriff Clark hit on a very, very, very strong part. And if people wonder about Sheriff David Clark, he has been the sheriff of Milwaukee County since 2002. He's been up for re-election in 2006, 2010, 2014. And I did some look back in them election years, folks, and he won start with 2002, he won with 74% of the vote. 2006, 78%. 2010, 74%. Then 2014, he won with 79% of the vote. This is the man that has solidified a county. If Obama could have been a fourth of the man that Sheriff David Clark had been, we wouldn't be having the problem. But yet, Obama is bought and paid for by George Soros, Dave, and the Rockefellers. He attended the Bilderberg Group in Bohemian Grove, which that's all Illuminati stuff, which I will be planning to do a show on Illuminati in the next few months, as I am doing research right now to be prepared for that show. But Obama has destroyed this nation, folks, and he's not to blame. He's not fully to blame. We can't blame it all on Obama. We cannot fully blame it on Clinton. They get the blame. We can't blame it all on Bush. It's on both sides, Republicans and Democrats. We need to do away with this stupid two-party paradigm and get rid of it. But we can also blame ourselves for falling into their rhetoric. We're going into overtime, overdrive, because we got a caller here with a question. We're going to go to this caller. We got less than 3 minutes going, so we are going into overdrive, folks. Stick in. Let's take this caller from 8685. I apologize, caller. We're having a little bit of... There we go. Go ahead, caller, with your question.
Hey, I just wanted to comment on something that you said, and I think you're absolutely right. I think, excuse me, I'm a little out of breath. I think there's a lot of people to blame for this, because there were conservatives that were elected who wouldn't take a stand. And it's to the point that even Franklin Graham, the son of the great of Christian evangelist Billy Graham, has actually stepped out of the Republican Party and has now become an independent, because he said that he didn't think that either party was really defending his beliefs. So, you know, I think there's something to be said for people not standing up and not doing the jobs they've been elected to do. And I'm kind of wondering with you, if we don't need to, you know, either have a third party, because earlier in American history, you know, wasn't there a third party? I know the Whigs were a party at one time, and I think the Tories, if I'm not mistaken, you know, maybe we need a third party, or maybe we need to restructure somehow.
Actually, there is a third party, the Libertarian Party, but what we really need to do is to get rid of these parties altogether, because I remember when I was younger, my grandpa was a big Republican supporter. And I remember right when I was getting ready to register to vote, right when I turned 18, I asked him, should I register and should I vote and what should I register as? He said, yes, it is your God-given right to vote, but you should register Republican. And I asked him why. And he said, because Republicans, now this is coming from memory, and I'm saying it not verbatim. I'm not stating probably because that's been 20-some years ago. And he said, because Republicans are the best. Well, I remember after a few years, I asked him, I said, I can see that there's not much difference. And I asked my grandpa a point-blank question, and we're getting ready to the last 50 seconds. I'll continue this story after the break, folks, as we're getting ready to run down. But if you'll listen to the overdrive, call in 845-277-9109. We'll be right back after this overdrive. Okay, folks, we're here in overdrive. And if you want to call in and make a question or comment, and just call me, it's area code 845-277-9109. But continue on the story where I left off before the end of the show, before we went into overdrive. I asked my grandpa, I said, if Joseph Stalin run as Republican and Adolf Hitler run as a Democrat, would you still vote for the straight party Republican answer? I mean, straight ticket Republican? And you know what kind of answer I got, caller?
I'm curious to find out.
I didn't get an answer.
Well, you know, I think they did know something. I mean, because it seems like that there's more of a party allegiance than there is really a focus on the integrity of the person and on the individual and the things that the issues they're standing, you know, that they're promoting. And so I think you got a good point there.
Exactly. And unfortunately, in this time, people are going with the parties. They get so upset if you say, oh, I'm a Republican, I vote only Republican, or a Democrat that says, I only vote straight Democrat. Hello, you people. Wake up and realize you need to look at the person you're voting for, not what party they're with, the person you're voting for.
Well, yeah, and that's right, because I saw a video not long ago with some folks who were Bernie Sanders supporters, and they were asked about socialism, and they said, oh, yeah, we're all for it. But then when the questioner or the reporter asked them what was socialism, they had no clue what it was. I mean, they were all in favor of supporting it, but they had no clue what socialism was about. And the main reason they supported him is because they liked some of the things that he said, but mainly because he was of a certain political affiliation.
Right, and I've seen that same video, and the bunch of them was college students. The main reason they liked him, besides being Democrat and talking about democratic socialism, is they want all these free goodies that he's talking about giving out. Well, excuse me, who's going to pay for these free goodies that Sanders is talking about throwing out? We are the taxpayer.
Exactly.
And it just blows my mind that these want to fall into this trap of me. Unfortunately, the younger generation, and started with, I say, some of my generation has turned this all into a me generation. What can I get out of it?
You know, there's something I read not long ago that was on that, and I really had a couple of comments, and I think it's important for people to study logic. I think it's important for people to study philosophy, not just to know what to think, but how to think properly. And, you know, Bernie Sanders was talking about, you know, having free education, and like you said, that's got to come from somewhere. But I guarantee you, once that becomes a state completely supported thing, then it's going to be dictated even more what they're supposed to teach. And folks, I'm going to tell you, brother, I doubt very seriously that much truth is going to be presented, just mainly politics.
Well, you have to look at the way the education system is now. I've got cousins that are teachers, and this new Common Core directive that they're pushing, it is dumbing down kids.
Oh, and that's what they want.
They want the whole society be a dumbed-down, mindless sheeple. Well, I'm sorry. I don't know about the caller, but I'm not a mindless, dumbed-down sheeple. And actually, let me rephrase it. I do know the caller, and he's not a dumbed-down, mindless sheeple, even though sometimes we do get in debates over topics. But a healthy debate is always a good thing.
We know, as the scriptures say in Proverbs, iron sharpens iron, so I think it's important to have good, healthy discussions to sharpen, you know, both sides, even if you don't agree with everything, to sharpen both sides so that you can think more clearly about the issues.
Exactly. Well, we're running down on time, caller, and I thank you for calling in. Do you have any more comments or questions?
No, I just appreciate what you're saying, and I think that especially as I know that you're a Christian, and I say as a Christian too, that I think that we as a people need to do everything in our power to, as you said, I really appreciate what you said, to pray before we vote, to you know, let our conscience and the Holy Spirit be our guides. And I think also as far as race relations, you know, and things of that nature, just very briefly say that I think that we need to try everything in our power to try to heal this division that our nation has experienced.
Exactly, exactly. And folks, with that said, we're going to end the show. But this coming Tuesday, the 15th, whether you got, it's your state primary is in or your primary is coming up, be in prayer from God. Let him lead you where to vote, because we are at a critical, critical time in this country, folks. But we're going to end it right here. And let me just check something real quick, folks. Caller, do you have another comment?
Oh, no, that's all I had. Thanks so much.
Okay, well, have a good evening.
Thank you, too.
But folks, we are at a very crucial crossroads at this time in this country, and we need to be in serious prayer, serious reflection about what is going on, and we need to make the right choices of this coming up this election, because if we choose wrong, we're never going to get it back. But be in heavy prayer when you come to the primary, folks. We'll be with you next Sunday at 6 p.m. Good Lord willing, and the creek don't rise, as they say. That's a good saying of mine. But we'll see you back at 6 p.m. The article will be up after the show, folks, within the hour. Till next Sunday at 6, with your weekly dose of truth, this is Shane LaCroix signing off.